This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tell me the truth. How many of you really want to start singing that song when he starts? Anyway, hey, Joe Messina, half of the family, like half of the team, Messina. Tammy is doing family stuff, as she always does. But for me and Tammy and the rest of the team here, the rest of the family, we want to wish your family, want to wish you Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever holiday you celebrate. And we celebrate Christmas. We believe in Christ. We believe in the birth of Christ. We believe that this is what this holiday is all about. Not about how much you can buy somebody or how much they buy you. They get you the right gift. Did you get them the right gift, the right color, what have you? It should be a time of, I don't know, reconnecting with family. That's the whole thing when God sent Christ, so we can reconnect with his family. Anyway, I appreciate you. I know Tammy appreciates you. We appreciate the support you've given us and the time that you spent with us over the years. We are going to be gone, or I'm going to be gone. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. We'll be back the day after. I put together some shows. I put together some segments. I hope you enjoy. I know I've enjoyed them over the past, and some new stuff. And so enjoy. Maybe it's a way for you to get other people to connect with the show. We're not doing any politics over the next 2 days. This is it. This is what you get. Again, I am Joe Messina. God bless you guys. We love you. We care about you. We want to thank you for being loyal supporters. Head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. God bless. Have a great Christmas. Overeat. Overenjoy your family. And truly, truly have a blessed Christmas.
Tops glisten and children listen.
We finished the day dead, right?
To hear.
We're close. Do you need an address to send me the gift that you're going to send me? We're almost there. Seriously. Right? I got a tree. You can see the tree. Right? I'll send you my address. You can send me gifts. And I'm not even a big fan of this lady. I like the song. I wish it was sung by somebody else. You don't know who that is? Yeah. They all look the same to me. What is it? Mariah Carey, Beyonce, all those. I guess it's the girls from the 80s or 90s. What are they? 90s or something? What do you want from me? I'm not a music freak. What?
Don't ask me. I know less than you do.
I know. You were into the, what was that? The woo-woo, the wang-wang, wham-wham, bang, whatever they were. That was your time, right? I don't want a lot for Christmas. You know what I want? I want you guys to make, let's go with a phone calling campaign. Okay, I want you guys to call as many stations in your area as you can and ask them why they're not carrying the real side with Joe Messina. Ask them what is wrong with them. Why can't they figure this out? We're going to talk about why universities are pushing to keep Christmas off of Christmas campuses at Christmas time. What are they going to do? And Harvard finally adopts sanctions on single-gender clubs. I don't get that one either, but we'll talk that a little bit more in a minute. Christopher from Maryland joins us. Christopher, thanks for A, for listening, and B, for calling in.
I don't think that's right to celebrate Christmas on campuses in the United States, because it's been that way for George Washington.
What, celebrating Christmas on Christmas campuses? Huh?
Yeah.
College campuses, yeah. Not Christmas campuses. Duh, that's me. This is a college campus. What are they going to celebrate? Nothing? We're going to take everything off the campuses? That'll be it? I don't get the reasoning. I'm going to do the story in a few minutes. But who sat there and said, hey, you know the Christmas thing? It's really bad. We shouldn't be doing this. Yeah.
Some dummy.
Well, he was very succinct about that, wasn't he? He went right to it. Anyway, hey, Christopher, thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. I really do.
Yeah, I'm already, I always listen to your radio show.
I appreciate that more than you know, very much. And tell your friends about us, too. Don't forget that.
Okay.
All right, thank you. I got to tell you, when I see these stories, I go by probably about 10 of these a day. And I don't give them a whole bunch of time because, you know, they're just whacked. But coming into the Christmas season, I get the biggest kick out of the fact that these people can't figure out it's Christmas time. Right? I mean, the pagans didn't start a Christmas holiday. It was started because of Jesus. Well, it was start to honor Jesus Christ. Right? So when you sit here and you say to yourself, have we taught our kids nothing? I mean, even if they said, look, Christmas is not inclusive enough, we want to turn it into A, B, C, and D, you could almost back off of that argument. But when you say you want to remove, or you want to make campuses Christmas-free at Christmas time, how do you do that? How do you say it or do it with a straight face? That's what I want to know. So as another Christmas quickly approaches, colleges across the country are issuing their annual guidelines on how to make the season as inclusive as possible. At the University of California, Irvine, for instance, individual departments are encouraged to focus on celebrating a special occasion instead of a specific holiday. What special occasion happened on December 25th? Let me see. That's when they celebrate the birth of Christ. Now, most informed Christians understand that Jesus was not born on December 25th. We got that, right? But you got to celebrate something. Look, my mom, and I can't tell you the story is 100% true. I know it's like where she's at is probably, she's probably napping by now. But, you know, her birthday changed halfway through my life. Because what she was told in her little village in Italy later on, I guess the day, so we don't really know when she was born. Right, we think it was in the month of June, so we celebrated every year at the same time. Just because we don't know it's the exact day doesn't make it any less important. And it's the same thing here. Christians decide, I go through the whole history. I realize Christians just didn't decide it. But it's a day we decide. So what special holiday what are they going to call it? Hey, Merry Special Holiday Day. What are they going to call it? These are educated people who look down their nose at us. Think about that. You're in the break. And I'll think of a lot more I can say about it. I'm Joe, Senior Host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We are back. Yeah, see, that was rock and roll. Okay, that was 70s rock and roll. Whether you like it or not. Okay? None of that wussy stuff we got in the late 80s or early 90s. The wham wham bang, what, I don't even know the name of it. That was not rock and roll. Terrible. Just terrible stuff. All right, here we go again. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff you can do there as well. I still want to know how you celebrate Christmas without Christmas or without Christ. Look, I'm not trying to get religious on you guys, but you want to have a holiday festival? That's one thing. But you can't do Christmas, you can't do Christmas without Christ. I get the biggest kick out of some of you guys that you've never read the Bible, you never opened the Bible, maybe you've been to a Christian church a couple times, or a church as a whole, and you tell me you're a Christian. It's amazing to me. Wait a minute. You don't read the book that talks about Christ, that explains you all about Christ, but you heard he was a nice guy, so therefore you think you're a Christian because you're a follower of Christ, but not really because you kind of follow Buddha and Muhammad and whatever. Seriously? So
colleges across the country are issuing guidelines now on how to make the season as inclusive as possible. But the biggest nut job of them all here in California, I mean, these colleges are hilarious. The University of California, Irvine, all right? They've got individual departments, and they're encouraging people to focus on celebrating the special occasion instead of a specific holiday. I'm still trying to figure out what this means. They're suggesting that they have a year-end celebration or celebrate seasonal themes such as fall, winter, or spring. So, every quarter, what are you going to have? A fall festival? A winter festival? Spring? What do you put up a tree at one time? And let me see, what would you do? Bring in a pile of leaves in the house? You know, very pretty colored leaves? And winter, what?
I'm offended by that.
You got to bring in a bucket. You're offended by that. Were you triggered?
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about this. In the winter, what are you going to bring in a pile of snow? Seriously. All right, I know. But I'm having fun with it because think about how stupid this is. Just think about it. And the thing is, California's driving this thing, right? Now, the California University is also requests that the academic departments ensure that office celebrations are not indirectly celebrating religious holidays, suggesting that they, well, display diverse symbols representing a variety. Here's the problem, though. You lunatics who are so highly educated, right? You lunatics that are so highly educated, you think the Christmas tree is somehow related to Christianity. You think Santa Claus is somehow related to Christianity. When you start off there, I don't know. I have no idea how to, I don't even know how to work this through. I don't know how to make you see that because you're not interested in religion. You're so concerned that some kind of religious something is going to sneak in somewhere that you want to stay away from it all. The State of University of New York, Brockport, has issued similar guidance on the culturally sensitive holiday decorations, even advising employees to consider a grab bag instead of a Secret Santa gift exchange, although I wouldn't let Al Franken set up the grab bag event. Could be very dangerous. Keep decorations general, non-specific to any religion. Create a winter theme with lights and colors rather than religious icons. Include decorations from all cultural traditions represented in your department. The guidelines add, listen, I have non-religious friends that say they enjoy Christmas. They enjoy the atmosphere. They enjoy the giving attitude, the joyous attitude of many people. Right? Many cultural... Think about something. Even in Christmas, think about the cultural diversity you have. Do you think the people... Do you think Christians in India celebrate Christmas the same way Christians in Italy do? Christians in Germany? Christians in the U.S.? All these things that have been brought together. I've been to homes where people are predominantly German or Irish or what have you, and they celebrate different. So, don't think, you think that, and seriously, there's a lot of people who celebrate Christmas that have no religious affiliation. There's, I'll tell you what, I went into, what's the Christian store?
Family Christian store?
No, not that one. The one that just opened down here, like this year. The big Christian Hobby Lobby, right? That's owned by a Christian family, right? I went in there looking for a nativity scene. I had to order one online. You know why? They didn't have one. What is it? They are outlawed now?
Only in California.
Only in California. Apparently they can't. You know what they do in California? When you come across the border from another state, if you have fruit from another state, they take it away from you. If you have anything Christian, they probably take that away from you too now because they don't want you to bring it over the border. But, I mean, think about it. I can't even go into Hobby Lobby, and no disrespect for Hobby Lobby. They get a lot of cool stuff in there. I thought was really interesting was the first store I've been into in a long time that actually had Bibles by the checkout. Like a Bible is a impulse purchase. I mean, seriously. You know, anyway, I won't go there. I'll be nice. So, but only in California, really. I'm sure there's other places, just not here. But only in California. when you think about this, we can't have Christmas theme at Christmas time on the college campus. You might offend somebody. What if you offend me as a Christian? Do I count? Ohio University? Really? They put out a guide on holiday expenditures, noting that decorations purchased with university funds and displayed in public areas should be secular in nature. Maybe they should say what secular is, because nobody really knows what religious stuff is. The same paragraph mentions campus policy 42.501, which pertains... Okay, don't you feel like it's Barney Fife has stepped into the picture? Yeah, the paragraph mentions campus policy 42.501, which pertains to the safe and appropriate use of decorations. Oh, we have safe in there now. The policy contains no provisions on requiring secular-themed decorations, and the university did not respond to the local news source request for clarification. So the Ohio University put out a memo that said that they can't be secular in nature. But their policy, the actual policy that they have written that were voted on, doesn't say anything about it. Life University is sponsoring a holiday decorating event or contest, but will judge participants on inclusiveness. Hey, I mean, what do Pastafarians have? What do they do at Christmas time? Do we even have a thing? Festivus polls? That would be a good one, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Site. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. American flag that was made everywhere else but America. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The FBI is looking into pardons issued by former Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin, including clemency given to a murderer and a child rapist. The Louisville Courier-Journal, citing two sources familiar with the matter, reported that an FBI agent had spoken with Kentucky State Representative Chris Harris about a criminal investigation into the pardons. Bevin, who lost his re-election bid last month, has come under fire in recent weeks, having issued more than 600 pardons and sentence reductions since the November 5th election. China will lower tariffs on products ranging from frozen pork to avocado to some types of semiconductors next year, according to the finance ministry, as Beijing looks to boost imports amid a slowing economy and the trade war with the United States. The tariffs for some asthma and diabetes medications will be set at zero, said the ministry, while duties on some wood and paper products will be lowered as well. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. This is a real fight. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. It'll change in a minute, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, seriously, I appreciate the time that you spend with me, again, like I said, on the air, in the chat room, being part of the conversation. A lot of you know that there's fires going on in California. And I know some of you have been asking, you know, sending us text messages, emails, what have you. We are fine. And I appreciate the concern. I really do, honestly. But we are fine. And what are we? Probably 15 minutes away from where it's happened, maybe 20. The smoke is blowing in the opposite direction. So we're not being affected by it. Not yet, anyway.
Not at all.
What's that? No, she's saying no over there. So we won't be affected by it. Tammy won't let it happen. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Okay, we've got, let's see, we've got Willie from Kentucky. And Willie wants to talk about the, I can't think of her name now, but she was one of the court people that refused to issue licenses, the marriage licenses, if you recall. A while back. Willie, thanks for calling.
Hey, Joe, I wanted to say God bless you and Merry Christmas to you and your family. I listen to you all every night, and you don't know how much I appreciate you all.
Well, I appreciate you listening. God bless you too, brother, really.
I was listening to News Talk Radio here in Kentucky, here, our local news thing, and it was talking about the lady in Rowan County. She's coming up for election next year, and one of the people she refused the marriage license to is now running against her to take her job.
That's right.
And it's comical. It's just, you know, the liberals and stuff, it's amazing how embedded they are everywhere, you know, and how we should have to be into everything they want us to do, and it's just nice to hear good conservative people, you know, stand up for it. And like I said, you've been, you're a blessing to a lot of people, and me including. I listen to you all nightly, and And I thank you. Like I said, your whole little sanity brings a little sanity back to the world. But I'll just let you go. But I just didn't know if you heard about that or not.
I did.
It is.
I did, Willie, and I appreciate the kind words, but I want to say something before you go. You need to encourage your friends to get out there and support her and to help make sure she gets elected again. If you are behind her and behind what she's doing, first of all, you know, I believe you need to pray about it. I need you to believe to ask God for guidance as to how to work this and make sure that this person gets back in again. And you need to make sure that people get behind her, whether you know, believe it or not, when these people get $2 or $5 from you, you know, because I know money's tight for some people, even a dollar or two, it really does a lot for you because you know somebody has given up something to send you that $1 or $2 or $3 or $5. It means so much. So if you can encourage your friends, okay, if they're in agreement with her, get out there and help her win that seat.
Oh yeah, yeah, I agree 100%. I'm counties away. It just bothers me to hear something like that, and it's, you know, an hour down the road. But
I agree.
But no, I wanted to thank you all though. I listen to y'all nightly and want to call plenty of times, but I'm working night shift here. And but I thank you all. You're all a blessing to me, and I God bless you all. And I hope
thank
y'all
you
have a prayer right there.
Keep praying all for right us, Willie. Have a safe night. You know, it's true because again, I've been elected to a school board. And it's a constant fight. They're constantly looking for reasons to remove me. They're constantly looking at things that I say, the way I say it, that hurts them or what have you. I think it's hilarious. So you need to support. When you help get someone elected, when you believe in where somebody stands, you need to push to make sure they stay in. It might be something as simple. Think about something today. We use email a lot. When you get an email that says, you know, Mary Jane wants $5 for her campaign, or so, you know, I get them all the time. They don't mean anything to me. But if I get an email from a friend of mine, and it says, hey, I'm supporting so and so because I believe he's one of us, or he holds our same principles, I open that email and I read it. And if it comes from somebody I know and trust, I go, hey, you know what? We need to support this guy because, you know, John says this is a great guy and he works hard and we need to get behind him or her. And that's what we need to do for each other. And my, you know, Christian brothers and sisters, I've done this with you plenty of times and I'll do a show around it again. I'll do a whole hour around it where you're called by God. I mean, look, if God gave you government as a gift to oversee you, right? Why would you abuse it? Why wouldn't you care for it the same way you do if you believe that he made available a car for you or a house or whatever? Right? You take care of it. So it's the same thing with government. I mean, the Bible tells us in several different places that we are to go out and find godly people to rule over us. You think a bunch of heathens, you think a bunch of people who don't believe in God, who don't believe in moral values, I mean, the ones who tell you they do, but they don't, Al Frankenstein being one of them, right? Do you think that they're going to vote in moral, solid moral people? Now, again, the people on the left are having a field day with this conversation. I don't believe that just because somebody says they're a Christian, says they're a conservative, and goes to church on Sunday, that they have integrity, they're upright, and they're moral. It's how they live their life, right? Because my Bible says, I'll know them by their fruits. So they've got to be living it, too. They've got to be living it out, too. And you never know who you're affecting, you're approaching. You know, it's kind of, you know, I get behind this mic every night. I don't take it lightly. I know that some people are listening. I know some people are believing everything I say. I always say the same thing. Don't believe everything I say. Check it out for yourself. Don't believe everything your pastor says. Check it out for yourself. Don't believe everything your party leader says. Check it out for yourself. Because your responsibility, especially for my Christian friends, you get in front of God. You can't say, well, he said. Because God's going to say, well, what did I say? Don't know what you said, but he said. Right? You don't want to be there. You don't want to be making mistakes because you trust the wrong people. I bring it to you. I make mistakes at times. That's why I tell you to check stuff out. But most of the times, we go out of our way to make sure it's right and it's real. And, you know, stuff like this where you have universities where you're sending your kids, you're working hard. Matter of fact, some of your kids, God bless them, they have busted hump, they have worked hard, they've gone after some kind of grants or all kinds of funds to be able to get to school. You've been busted in the hump all your life to send your child to a college. And then you send them to a college like, forgive me, my Catholic friends, I just don't get this. Okay? Mercyhurst University, which is a Catholic college in Pennsylvania, is now referring to Christmas celebrations as the annual holiday tree lighting. Why? You know, Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you in front of the Father. Really? Good luck with that. Come on, seriously. Especially if you're a Christian organization, why would you back down? Now, I'm not saying that you stick your finger in somebody's face. I'm saying, I'm a Christian organization. You know, you walk into a Catholic church, right? If you don't, and again, I'm not making fun. I'm just making a statement of fact. If you don't see a crucifix somewhere up on the wall, leave. It's not a Catholic church. I grew up in a Catholic church. They're very proud of the crucifixes that they have, usually, in the church. A reminder of what Christ did for us. Not an idol. They're not worshiping it. I don't believe that for a second. It's simply a reminder. If you have a cross in your house, it's a reminder to you of what you stand for, what Jesus did for you. Not a bad thing. And yet a Catholic university is not willing to call it a Christmas tree. It's a holiday tree lighting ceremony. Harvard University student newspaper ran an editorial attacking President Trump for returning a nativity scene to the White House. Really? They called the move disrespectful. Well, how is that more inclusive? These are the inclusivity freaks. Now, I don't have a college education. In one way, I think that's good, because I'm not overeducated. I have to go look things up and figure things out. I never had a professor tell me what to think. Right? So, and I'm not dogging you guys that went to college. Don't take it the wrong way. But in my feeble little mind, inclusivity means you're inviting everybody in. And not at the cost of any one individual. See, I'm not afraid to be with other religious people. I'm not afraid to be at events with other religious people. Because the truth will always prevail. You think about that during the break. I'm Joe Mateen, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before my Catholic friends send me nasty emails, I love you. I grew up in a Catholic church. I love my Catholic upbringing. I just don't get some of the things that are going on when it comes to being not being afraid, not being ashamed of who you are. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. In California, it's really kind of hard to understand this song, or whatever. You can dream all you want, it ain't gonna happen.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
You know, seriously, you've got to drive like 2 hours if it even snows at Christmas time. See, I grew up in New England, where doo-wop was prevalent. You know, more in Philly. See, I don't know that much about music, but I do know my dad was like a freak with this stuff. So, and I know he listens to the show from time to time. I mean freak in the most loving way, Dad. But anyway,
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I want to get back to this because I want to finish. I'm going to run out of time. I know it, but I want to finish this up. So if your kids are going to a school, a college, and they're not celebrating Christmas and they're Christians, tell them not to be afraid. You know, I screwed up this year. My apologies. Got started too late, could make it happen fast enough. But I gave out buttons last year. I'm going to give them out next year. I promise I'll make it happen. Is it's okay to say Merry Christmas. And I can't tell you how often that when I wore that button out and around, people would say, they would point to the button or they look at the button and go, hey, Merry Christmas to you too. And then the other day I was on a tech support call where somebody was helping me fix something. And the guy said, hey, you know, you have a happy holiday. I said, I'm not going to have a happy holiday. I'm going to have a Merry Christmas. And he said, and you could hear him giggle. And he's like, hey, okay, Merry Christmas to you too. And they're probably told what to say until. I went into my bank today and was very excited because they sent us a card. I'm one of those guys, if you're going to send cards to us... I shouldn't tell them this because some of them probably have already sent them. If you send me a card that says Happy Holidays, knowing me and who I am, it hits the trash. I'm sorry. I appreciate the 48 cents and whatever you paid for the envelope of the card. I get the feeling, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to promote that in my house. For me and my family, it's Christmas. If you send me Happy Holidays or season greetings, if you send me season greetings, right? You better have basil, oregano, and that kind of stuff in packages inside the envelope. Because that's what seasons to me mean to me. Seasoning. So, seriously, I just don't do it. All right? So I go to my bank today, and I thank them because they sent a card to us. And it had a picture of Santa on the card, but it also said, believe. And when you open the card up, it talked about faith and hope and all that fun stuff and Merry Christmas. All right? So I appreciate them doing that. But the funny thing is, when I walked into the bank, she was hand... This wasn't like... I guess every branch was putting it out to their clients. But they were handwriting on these cards. And she had three boxes in front of her. And I kind of went, why do you have three boxes? And she said, well, these are for our Jewish customers. These are for our Christian customers. And these are for ones that we don't know what they celebrate. And I thought that was great. They actually took the time. They're not a mega bank, but they're not a minor bank either. They took the time to think about where people want to be. You know, how people would want to be greeted or what have you. I thought it was kind of nice. I know, kind of goofy, but I thought it was nice. So, let's see. So I was talking about how the university should try to get rid of Christmas... at Christmas time on college campuses. Isn't that just, that's just hilarious. So, bringing back the activity scene, according to one writer, is a slap in the face to the remaining religions thriving within America. Here's the funny thing about it. When I talk to most people from other religions, 99% of them, and I truly mean it, 99% of them, even my atheist friends, are not offended by Merry Christmas because they understand the meaning behind it. Right? It's not a Merry Christmas, hope you're a Christian or else. It's Merry Christmas, I hope you have a wonderful time of year. I hope your family is at peace. I hope you guys have a great meal. You have a great family time together. And that all the love that comes around about at Christmas happens in your family. What part of that can you be offended by unless you're brain dead? The other 0.001%, I don't know what you're just looking to be offended. You're just looking to be upset about something. That's how I see it. That's my personal opinion. So, by having an nativity scene, it means I've put out the other religions? No, you're wrong. I don't know which one. The only atheists even so that I know that go nuts are the freedom from religion freaks. Because even people I've talked to, that atheists that I talk to that know about the freedom from religion freaks, think they go overboard too. Now, according to this group, they're upset because President Trump seems to have forgotten those who don't practice Christianity. No. You know, it's like some places taking down the Christmas tree because it offends Muslims. So we don't want to offend them, but you're going to offend me. Because if I go in to a shop at Christmas time and you don't have a Christmas tree, I'm upset. Why not? Why can't you have something to... Why can't you have something to celebrate the day? I don't get it. I mean, don't put him down. Don't put me down. Don't make fun of me. Just celebrate along with me. That's all I want. Not a big deal. I'm not asking you to bow at the altar. I'm not asking you to praise Jesus. I'm simply asking to enjoy the time, the season. The only thing that... I've already talked to you guys about this. I was going to say, the only thing that bothers me about Christmas is in the true spirit of the day. Right? In the true spirit of the day, when Jesus came to set us free, we go into bondage, perpetual bondage on credit cards. I know a lot of people, they spend most of the year paying off their credit cards. Right? So when you come back around and finally August, September, October, they're paid to zero, what do you do in December? You run them back up again. Oh, God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Hey, thanks so much for being with me. Just, I want to admonish you at the end of these shows that when it comes to Christmas time and family and all of this, some of those people around the room won't be with you next year for whatever reason. And don't sit there and say, most of my family are young, because we use a lot of young people every year. Reach out to those kids. Reach out to those young people. Learn more about them. Seriously. Learn more about what's going on in their lives. Sow into their lives. Whether it's with words of wisdom, money, help, other resources you have. Sow into their lives. Because they'll remember you. There's no other way. I mean, I can't keep up with the young people. I don't understand everything that they're doing or not doing. You know what I mean? So you do what you can, where you can, and what you understand. I don't believe anybody's ever hopeless. I don't believe that anybody is non-reachable. Now, they may not want to be reached. But once you plant that seed, once you give them that information, they can't get away from it, can they? Anyhow, you know, the tolerant left, the ones that talk about love, you know, and love trumps hate, which I always find interesting because love trumps hate as long as it goes along with violence, apparently. There was a pro-life teen that was punched outside of a Planned Parenthood clinic. Now, he didn't get in the way of the person. He didn't stop anybody from doing anything. He just had a sign up there. Right? And he was sucker punched, which means he didn't even know it was coming. And apparently that was okay. Now, the teenager was part of a Students for Life of America group, which we've had on the show several times. And they were engaged on the sidewalk, counseling on public property across from Planned Parenthood, across the street. And somebody basically just walked up and punched this person. And the pro-lifers usually gather on Saturdays in front of these places because it's the most busy, for them, it's the most busy time of year or the month or the week. And they hold up signs that say, all people are made in God's image. How revolting, right? I mean, it's okay for the left to run around with those, forgive me, vagina hats, right? Dressed up in the costumes, dressed all that way, that's all okay. We're supposed to be accepting of that. These guys have a sign up to say, all people are made in God's image. And that is triggering. Give that some thought later on. Hey, thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know your time is precious. God bless and have a great rest of the day. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.